It's estimated that over half of all Australians will suffer from a mental health disorder within the span of their lifetime. And while incorrect diagnosis can impact an individual patient in numerous ways, the drop in overall productivity is hitting the nation's hip pocket hard. But one company believes they've found the key to revolutionising the diagnosis of mental health. Daniel Ellison spoke with NeuralDX CEO Roger Edwards and began by asking if he could explain exactly why this technology, known as EVSG, is so revolutionary.
It will provide an objective measure of mental and neurological well-being that is not captured by current assessment rating scales and checklists. It's like measuring, in cardiology, it's like the ECG measures the electrical function of the heart. We are measuring the electrical function of the brain, but at a higher level of detail than previously been achieved.
My understanding is that none of this would be possible without Dr. Brian Lithgow's research into balance and inner ear disorders. Can you explain to our listeners how all of this came about?
Okay, Brian was on the original cochlear implant team. Like, he was there when the thing was first turned on, and he was a digital signal processing engineer. When he was employed by Monash University to help set up the bioengineering there back in the late 90s, 2000, he realized he couldn't compete with the cochlear team, and so he focused his new efforts on digital signal processing of the balance organ, the vestibular, which sits right next to, it's attached to the cochlear. And he wanted to, at the time, just to find out the difference between Meniere's disease and ringing in the ears, tinnitus. And he did that. But along the way, he inadvertently included a subject that had depression and another subject that had Parkinson's disease. And they threw his data out of whack. But when he went and got another Parkinson's patient and another depressed patient, the anomaly that was in the signal was constant in both. And the penny dropped them that he was, by measuring the vestibular function, he was in fact measuring something deeper than just the peripheral organs behind each ear, that it was actually something going right into the brainstem, which is the source of emotional behavioral control of the body, as well as other parts going further north in the brain.
Roger, you pointed out some statistics to us. Based on a meta-study of 50,000 subjects in England, doctors diagnosing mental health only provide a correct diagnosis less than 50% of the time within the first few consultations. Can you please tell us exactly what the breakthrough is that EVSG represents to someone sitting at home who is receiving traditional diagnosis and treatment for mental health?
Our starting point is we've got the proof of principle concept that EVSG works, and we've done it in a number of areas, and we're demonstrating within an hour of measurement, we can identify the signal captured from the brain that correlates with a mental disorder, whether it's schizophrenia, major depression, or bipolar, or Alzheimer's, or vascular dementia, or Meniere's disease, or Parkinson's disease. We've got published evidence that say we are measuring something that correlates with people with these symptoms. But our best evidence, and actually one of the most important areas, is in mood disorders, where we can separate and classify major depressed sufferers from those that are in the depressive phase of bipolar disorder. Now, that's a difficult clinical challenge for even the most experienced psychiatrist. And if we can help make that happen within an hour of measurement, that will change the dynamics, because more accurate treatment can be introduced earlier, and the sufferer can start, let's say, being rehabilitated back into society.
Roger, are you able to tell us how EVSG is able to provide such accurate and timely results, which you claim will be over 80% accurate at the first consultancy?
Once we have, we've built up a normative database for a particular disorder. We take a measurement of a new subject And because of the sensitivity of our measurement, we can compare that reading with the mean and standard deviation of the main reading and come up with a probability that the person suffers from a particular disorder. Now, the measurement itself takes 45 minutes. The subject comes in, details are taken, wired up, they're measured, the data is file is put up onto a cloud server, the numbers are crunched, and the report sends right back to the treating clinician's desk. That can be done. Well, it's being done now in 10 minutes, and with the advances that's happening with chips, we're pretty sure this could be done near instantaneously, within minutes of the measurement being completed.
Thanks, Roger. This obviously has the potential to be a game changer in the world of mental health. Does NeuralDX have an idea of exactly how much eVestG could save us through an objective mental health diagnosis procedure?
The Productivity Commission's come out with their interim report, which now says Australia has direct and indirect costs per day of $500 million. That's $160 billion a year.
Wow.
Which is, and it's all going to support services, and obviously, but support services can be made to be so much more efficient if the diagnostic technique is accurate and fast. And at the moment, it's not. And I'd say it's like the system is not actually talking, asking the question about, well, why is there this backlog? Why are these people not being diagnosed correctly? Why are they being treated incorrectly, even though there's the best will in the world to do that?
So if clinical trials are accurate, this product seems as though it should transform everything about the way we currently treat mental health and the associated industries. Is that correct?
It's all industry. The report that the productivity came out with says you have two areas. You've got the sufferer, which is essentially one in two of us, certainly in our lifetime. And then you've got industry, and there was this productivity lost thing of $17,000 per person per year in lost productivity that's employed. So if, and this is why commercial industries from BP to BHP to other mining companies are introducing human resource things that takes mental illness seriously and is providing people with backup support. That is a tremendous commitment from industry to do that, but they're still having to rely on the subjective rating scales for the early diagnosis and early accurate diagnosis, which I would argue is not happening.
Thanks very much for that, Roger. So there's currently one eVestG machine in existence, and it's currently sitting in a research facility in Canada. NeuralDX is currently attempting to raise $1.5 million to begin scaling the operation. Can you let our listeners know what's next for eVestG and the NeuralDX team?
The next step for the eVestG team is to re-engineer the system so that it is ready for multi-center clinical validation trials focused on the classification of major depression from the depressive phase of bipolar disorder. We have a peer-reviewed papers on that that gives us confidence we can do it, and the next step for its clinical acceptance has to be these randomized trials done at multiple centers so that we're eliminating bias from because we've only got one unit at the moment, it's only one person, it's a lot of the work. It's having the clinicians select the patients on the best possible practices available with the assessment rating scales, and then measuring the people, building up a database, a classification algorithm, and then demonstrating with a blinded set of data that we are getting it right.
Roger Edwards, CEO of NeuralDX, speaking there with Daniel Ellison.